Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. That's a reading to you this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 2, the first two verses. And I'd like to talk to you about that this morning. I'd like to welcome you here to Daily Inspiration with Fountain of Life Ministries. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, I'll be with you this week, and we'll walk through some scriptures together, and once again, we will look to the Word of God to get our daily inspiration. God is the one that inspires us through the living Word that He has given to us, the Bible. And maybe you've read these scriptures here before, maybe you've meditated on them even before. But here is Paul writing to Timothy, and he's encouraging him, and I'll read those two verses again. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He's wanting us to recognize, he's wanting Timothy to recognize that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is where we get our strength. He says, be strong, Timothy. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Then he says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And with that, I just want to think about that for a moment, and I want to ask the question to you that I need to ask myself this question. And the question would be, are you satisfied with your walk with God alone? Is that good enough for you to just take care of business between you and God and to live a life that's pleasing to God? And that's a good thing. But is that enough? Is that where you want to end? Is just having a good, right relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ, His Son? And I think there's times when I might have answered, yeah, that's very much what I want in my life. But you see the words here that Paul's given to Timothy, he's telling him, he says, those things that you've heard of me among many witnesses, he's saying those things, he said, the same commit thou to faithful men. I want you to find some faithful men and commit these teachings and sayings to them. And then it says, who shall be able to teach others also? You see, God is very interested in us not just growing our own spiritual life and walk with Him, but He wants us to be able to commit those things to faithful men so that they also in turn will be able to teach others. And that's part of God's design and His will for our lives, is that we get to know Him. Yes, that's great and it's wonderful. The Bible tells us that this is eternal life, to know God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, who He sent to the world. But we don't stop there. We are to go on and find faithful men. Find a faithful man and commit those teachings to him that he also, in turn, will be able to teach others. And in that, the kingdom of God is spread out through this whole world and the gospel is preached. And I know that God wants to use people like you and like me that were just plain, simple people that are here in this world. Nothing dazzling or fancy about us. We're just people. You don't have to have some special qualities about you, except that we need to be faithful. Be faithful to God. He is our Creator. He's the one that gave to us His Son to die in our place. And He wants us to be faithful to Him. He's faithful to us. And in turn, we should be faithful to our Creator. And in that faithfulness, we'll also be able to be used by God to teach others as well about the good news of Jesus Christ and His coming to this world to die on the cross, and He suffered for us that we too might live eternally with Him. And so I want to encourage you today to be among the faithful men. And what does it mean to be faithful? And I know some people that had recently visited the national park there, where there's a geyser there called Old Faithful. And I guess every so often this geyser will shoot up water out through, and it happens over and over again. It's predictable. And they call that thing Old Faithful. And it's because it's not failing. It's always there. The water gushes out of the rock faithfully. It's continuous. It's something that you can count on happening. It's going to happen. And God's looking for men and women who will be faithful to Him. And not just so that we can be faithful to God and have our nice little relationship there, which, like I said, is good. But He wants us to be able to also find faithful men and to commit these ways and the teachings to them, that they in turn could teach others. And you see how God's economy works that way. God uses people to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we do our part and God is faithful, He's always faithful to do His part. The Holy Spirit, as we are used of God, the Holy Spirit will prick a man's heart, and he will want to turn from his wicked ways to a holy God, a loving God, a sovereign God. And I know that that is a desire deep down in your heart as well as is in mine, that we'd be faithful to God, that we too could be, just as young Timothy here, encouraged to go and to commit these things to faithful men. And so I want to give praise to God today and be able to start this day today with the acknowledging of God our Savior, that He is the one that directs us and establishes our ways. And as we look to Him, He is faithful. He is a faithful Creator. And so let us be encouraged by that. And I'd like to just read you a couple of Proverbs here. I'm going to be reading out of Proverbs chapter 16, and just a few verses here to meditate on this morning. It says in verse 1, "The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hands join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." And I want to encourage you today to let the Lord direct your steps. You don't know what's going to happen in the course of a day, just like I don't, but God knows. And we need to yield ourselves to Him and let Him direct our steps. And He is faithful, as we said before. And in verse 3 here of what I just read, it says that if we commit our works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. And the Lord is very willing to do a work in our hearts if we commit our works unto the Lord and our ways to Him. If we will let Him be the Lord of all, He'll bless us that with blessings we won't even be able to contain. And we'll be able to influence and encourage lives around us to have fellowship with a holy, loving God. So may that be our goal today, is that we would commit our ways and our works unto the Lord, and let Him establish our thoughts, and let Him be Lord of all, that we might be salt and light in this dark world. I just pray that these will be encouraging words for you this morning, things to meditate on. And just want to encourage you once again, as we read in 2 Timothy there, to be faithful. Be faithful to God. And as we are, He will use us to also commit the sayings and the scriptures, the teachings of God in Christ, to others, that the kingdom of God may be spread out in this world. May God bless you today.